Okay, here we go. Sefer Malachim Beis Perek Yud Aleph, as we continue in the downfall of the house of Achav and all of the ramifications of his original sins and his descendants continuing those sins. So we just had in Perek Yud, we have Yehu destroying everything that's left of the house of Achav. Hashem says to Yehu, thank you very much, but Yehu was not perfect. He leaves the Egle Hazav on top, and therefore he is going to have his family have the Malchus for four generations, but no more. Now we have really the final nail, and that is in Perek Yud Aleph, we have Ataliah, who is the mother of Ahaziahu, who was just killed by Yehu. The mother, who is the wife of Yehoram, she is the daughter of Achav and Izevel. She looks around and she sees her son is killed, and she is power hungry. So what does she do? Unbelievably, she destroys her own grandchildren. She wipes out everyone that is left because she wants to be the queen. And just with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one little baby is rescued. Yehosheva, who is the wife of Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol, scoots out with Yoash, the baby, and steals him and takes him to the Cheder Hamito, which we'll see is a place in the Beis HaMikdash, and protects him and hides him there for 6 years until he is old enough to be the king. At 6 years old, in the seventh year, Yehoyada gathers all of the people together who have been crushed. Much of Klal Yisrael is crushed, thinking that the entire Malchus Beis David has been wiped out. Remember, it's not just Malchus, the house of Achav, but David, Ahaziahu had married in to the family of Achav. So when Yehu killed everybody, it was also Malchus Beis David that was killed, right? Because the families were connected, and everybody thought that's it, the promise is done, but no, there's one little baby that's been hiding. Yehoyada comes out and says, shows everybody the king and says, okay, but you have to help me now. We have to protect this child. He tells the Mishmaros, the Kohanim and Leviim, going in, going out. One Shabbos, okay, you stay here, you protect this king. And what does he do? He puts the king, the six-year-old's child, Yehoash, on a pedestal. He puts the crown on him and they declare him to be the king. All of a sudden, Ataliah hears about what's going on. She goes out and she sees the king. She thought she had gotten everybody, but she didn't. She tears her clothing and she says, oh, there's a rebellion. Yehoyada has her grabbed. They take her out of the Beis HaMikdash and they kill her out of the Beis HaMikdash. Yehoyada creates another bris. This is unbelievable. Yehoyada and his wife really saved Malchus Beis David here. They come and they make a new treaty between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem and Malchus Beis David, and they commit to protecting him and getting the glory back to David HaMelech. The whole world, the parak ends saying that the whole world, or at least Am Yisrael, are happy because Ataliah must have ruled with an iron fist, and the land is quiet. Ves Ataliah Hemisu, and she is finished. Okay, that is Perek Yud Aleph. The end of this Perek, according to Sephardic custom, is the beginning of the Haftarah for Shkalim, but Ashkenazic custom has it at the beginning of the next Perek, when we read about Yehoash's Malchus. Okay, so now let's get back to Perek Yud Aleph. The Ataliah Eim Ahaziahu. So again, Ataliah, who's the daughter of Achav and Izevel, so you know what kind of upbringing she has. She witnessed much murder in her life. All the Nevi'im that were murdered, all the Zakanim that were murdered. This is what she sees. Power hungry. She sees that her mother and her father wiped out and destroyed and murdered Navos just to get his vineyard. So this is what this is the type of person she is. Vataliah Eim Ahaziahu Ra'asa Kimeis Benah. She sees that her son has been killed, Ahaziah, by Yehu, Vatakam, Vata'abed, as Kol Zerah HaMamlacha. What does she do? So she destroys the rest of the Mamlacha. It's clarified in more graphic terms in Divrei Hayamim. She poisoned them. She poisoned all of her grandchildren so nobody could really know that it was her. And in that way, the Ralbag says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nevuah is fulfilled. Yehu didn't even have to kill everyone, even though she was doing it for the wrong reasons, but it was Me'es Hashem to finish. Again, to destroy Malchus Beis David. Mitzudas David says, Kadesha Timlochi, right? She was power hungry. She wants to rule, but could also be partly because she knows that Achav's house has been wiped out, but also she wants Malchus Beis David's family to be wiped out, and therefore she takes this law into her own hands. We know, obviously, that if any of this is done, it's because that they are continuing the way of their forefathers. That is why Hashem does not, there's no din below din, and of course it was all Yad Hashem behind it. So we'll talk more about that in a minute. Vatigach Yehosheva, a not famous woman, but a tremendously important woman in Jewish history, right here. Yehosheva Bas HaMelech Yoram Achos Achazyo. Yehosheva, who is the daughter of Yoram, which means she's also the daughter of Achazyo. This is her own daughter. Atalia's own daughter comes. She is Achos Achazyo, right? She saves Yoash, the baby. Yoash ben Achazyo, Vatignovoso mitopone HaMelech, HaMumatimoso, Veis Minikdov, Achadra Mitos. She takes him and saves him to the Chadar Amitos. The Malbim says Chadar Amitos was where the babies were. That's where it came from. But Chazal understand that. Rashi quotes it, the Chadar Amitos. There's a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, a reference to the attic above the Kodesh Kadashim. That is where he stayed for 6 years. Ba'aliyas Be'kashi HaKadashim, Kamosha Hu Amer, as it says later on, as we'll see. And the Rashi quotes the Medrash. And this is what David HaMelech alluded to in Tehillim. Ki it's Peneni Besuko Yastir. Rainy Besaser Ahalo. Hashem has hidden me in the private part of his ohel of the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech foresees the hiding of his descendant, which Malchus Beis David is going to come from. Vayastiru Osam Ibn Atalyo Velohumas, and he is saved and Ataliyahu does not get to him. Vahi Tabes Hashem Mischabei Sheishanim. He stays there for 6 years. Vataliyah Moleches Al Haaretz. And Ataliyah is the queen in the land. Why 6 years? Maybe that's when they thought he was old enough to rule. Or the Avos Yonasan says that maybe every 7 years they check these offices and these attics. So and then somebody was going to find out. So that's why they had to act at this moment. The Michta Melio, Rav Dessler writes in Chelek Dalid that it's amazing that so often through history, David HaMelech was on the verge, and Malchus Beis David was on the verge of not existing. From the beginning of history, when we know the Medrash tells us that David wasn't supposed to be born, right, until Adam HaRishon was Mevater on 70 years of his life, and he gave it to David. But David HaMelech says the Michtav Elio in the title, in the piece called Avodas Dorenu. V'chei David HaMelech, shemimenu hayatzorach la'amod melech HaMashiach, matzanu, shenishmaso lo hayum yu'edes lo shanim klau b'olam hazeh. He wasn't supposed to live. Ubal olam rak mishum shadam harishon hisnadiv lo, shivim shana. And let's continue in history. And if Lo wouldn't have been with his two daughters, and Yehuda wouldn't have, Tamar wouldn't have done. All these things were not so difficult and smooth. V'chein b'Boaz, also Boaz, Avizakeno shel David, his great-great-grandfather, Ilule hayamamar v'gober eso inyan azivak imrus miyan, if he wouldn't have done what he done with did with Rus, said it would never have happened. Boaz alayla d'chufa meis Boaz. Boaz died that night. Right, it's unbelievable. And it continues, as we know, David HaMelech throughout his life was almost killed by Shaul a number of times, and right here Yehoash was the only one left, and in the days of Bayisheni, one of the three requests of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is save David HaMelech's family, Shoshilta Rabbi Gamliel, because he would have been wiped out. You see, David HaMelech is at the end, it's at the verge of collapse, and Hashem saves it. No matter, it gets to the end, the back to the wall, but that is part of the story of Geula of Am Yisrael. It's beautiful. I saw one of the Achronim point out, that's what we say in the Haftorah. In the brachos of the Haftorah, we say, Ki v'shem kachacha nishbatalo, you swore in the name, in your name, the name, your holy name, Shalo yichbe neiro le'olam va'ed. His candle will never be extinguished. That's the Haftacha that created the Hatzalah in our Perech, right? Yehoash was able to be saved by Yehosheva because she was able, because of this promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Why was David HaMelech at this stage punished so badly, his family? So we know, the Gemara tells us, we've spoken about this in the past, Sanhedrin Sadehem at Aleph, Hashem goes to David and says, indirectly, there were people killed because of you. And obviously, we look at this Gemara and we say, what? He was running for his own life. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu held David accountable on such a high level, we can't even fathom it. But the Gemara there says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David, An masa ye'avon zeh tamun biyadcha, how long will this sin go unpunished? Al yadcha nerga nov ir hakohanim, v'al yadcha nitrag doveg ha'adomi, v'al yadcha nehergu Shaul Shloshes Banav. So how could he really fall David for all of these things? Obviously, we can't even fathom it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on David HaMelech, on his level, and what Hashem expected from him, he is faulted. So he says to him, remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi, hey, do you want your children to be decimated, or do you want to be given over in enemies' hands? And of course, David says, take it out on me, don't let my children fall. And then Yishvi Benov gets him, and Avishai has to save him, and he's thrown up in the air, he's about to fall. The fascinating Gemara in Sanhedrin, but at the end of that Gemara, so David has to change his mind and say he's going to live so that his the Malchus will continue, but his children are going to, his descendants are going to falter. So the Gemara says, where, Minalan to Kala Zari to David, where do you see that David's seed was almost wiped out? Dichsiv, our Pasik, Vyatalia, Ein Amachazio, Rasa Kimes Bina, Vataka Matoba, and it's called Zerah HaMamlacha. Right, it was all, she killed him. I, Yoash was saved. Vashtarla Yoash, the answer is, because also by Nov, Evyatar, one little Kohen went out, survived. So just like one here, one there. Even there are some sources that their Gilgulim, the Neshama is the Gilgul of Evyatar, is Yahawash. But either way, the Margolius Hayam says on that Gemara, Sanhedrin Sadihei, it doesn't mean, Chas V'Shalom, that righteous people were killed. He quotes the Sfar Makdoshim to cause Macho Ibn David Venina Tzadikim. As long as the children of David were Tzadikim, this is many hundreds of years later. So Lo Nanchu Bavanov Osam, as long as Rechavam and the earlier ones basically followed Hashem, they were not punished. Rakashahochu Bedarche Achav, once they were influenced by Achav, which they married into, Hayu Chayavim Kliya Mitzadav Onoseim Haim. They were Chayav Misa because of their own sins. Ubishim Oso Avon Lohigina Aleim Zechus David Aviyim. Because of their sins, then they were punished for it, and David HaMelech's chus didn't protect them because of the fact that they took part in these sins as well. So either way, so we see often this happens, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves David HaMelech's family, obviously because of the promise, like we say in Berachas HaTorah. So here we go. Bashar HaShavia, Shalach Yehoyada. So Yehoyada, the husband of Yehosheva. Yehosheva and Yehoyada. We have to make those names famous. Vayikach Esarei HaMeos LaKari VeLaRatzim. He gathers all of the officers. Vayaveos HaMeila Beis HaShem. He brings them to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Vayichrus Lahem Bris. Vayashba Osa Beveis Hashem, he administers an oath to them in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? It's a more serious oath. It's like Nikidas Chefetz. It's like holding a Sefer Torah if you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayar Osam as Ben HaMelech. And after they swear loyalty to him, he shows them the Ben HaMelech. Imagine what the feeling. Everybody thought that Malchus Beit David is finished. And he shows them, and he's going to be Mamlechim. Amazingly, this is a story that the Rambam quotes. We have to know Tanakh. We all have to know Tanakh to understand Gemaras and Rambams. The Rambam says, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin in Hilchos Malachim. When a king is appointed, you anoint him with the special oil. And once one king is anointed, then it goes straight, it's in the blood. In David HaMelech's family. He niach ben katan. What if there's a very young child that's left? You don't skip him. Mishamrim lo hamalucha ad sheyagdil. You save the malchus until he gets old enough. Kimo sheasa Yehoyada leYoash, like Yehoyada did to Yoash, right here in our perek. Whoever's older comes first. And then he quotes all sraros. You have this possibility too. Kol asraras, kol amenuyin, shebi Yisrael, Yerusha, lebeno, lebebeno, ad olam, as long as the ben is b'mali, makom avosav, b'chachma, uveyira, v'chulu. But that's the important. The Rambam quotes this story. So Yehoyada waited for him to become old enough, and then he presented him. He showed everybody. Vayitzaveim, lemor. And then he says, Zehadav asher tason, this is the plan. Hashlishis mikem bo'ei hashabbos. What are bo'ei hashabbos? So, the Mefarshim explained, Rashi, the Radak, this is talking about the Mishmaros. We know all the Kohanim were split up into 24 Mishmaros. By the end, there were different stages of what Moshe did, and David, and Shlomo, all the different stages of the Mishmaros, but it's all the different groups that worked in the Beis HaMikdash each week, they switched on Shabbos. So, on Shabbos, one time, that's when Yehoyada says, this is when the plan is going to go into effect. There are many Kohanim and Leviim here, so he goes to a third of them. He says, you're going to split up into three groups. Rashi says, it's the Mishmar Hayotze is going to be split up into three groups. Others say that it means all of them, both of them. Either way, basically, the groups are going to guard the Beis HaMikdash because they're going to be Mamluch, the king, in the Beis HaMikdash. They can't have any infiltrators. Hashlishes Mikem Bo'ea Shabbos, Vishomrei Mishmeres Beis HaMelech. You will guard and you won't let anybody in. Vashlishes Bishar Sur, a third will be at the gate of Sur. What does that mean? Right, the Mepharshim explained, what does that mean? Sur means that you can't have any, can't let anybody turn in. Vashlishes Bishar Achar Aratzim, and the next one, Achar the Bishmar the Bisberes Abayis Pesach, and you'll make sure that there's no Sach, there's no Hesach Adas, you're focused, and there's full protection for this young child that I'm about to make the king. There is a Machlokas Rabbim and the Ramban, whether the Mishmaris themselves were considered a mitzvah or not. The Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch follows him, as always, quotes a mitzvah tof kuftes. The Sefer HaChinuch says, Sheyi mitzvah lios hakoanim ovdim b'mikdash mishmaros mishmaros ubimoadim ovdim ke'echad. One mitzvah, the Kohanim, are split up every part of the year, except on Yontif they all did the Avodah, right? Based on Mishnayos and Sukkah and elsewhere. And he quotes Pesukim in Divrei HaYamim, how David and Shmuel split up the Mishmaros. Ultimately, it was 24, and every Shabbos, as we know, they switched. The Shorish of the Mitzvah, says the Chinuch, Misharshi Mitzvah, Samishmaros, Yiduos, Ukvuos, Lefi, Shekol HaMalachos, HaMutalos, HaMispar, HaNashim, Yiduim, Naasos, Karoi. If there are specific jobs for specific individuals, the work is going to get done. If anybody who wants could do it, it's never going to get done. Ve'ein ha'atzla v'hayeyush v'hakaptonus mitzuya bahen. There's not going to be laziness in the case where you have a specific job. If it's on the Kohanim in general, mi believe sheyia b'yam anashim yiduim lasosa pa'amim yatilu osan k'sasan oksasan u'pa'amim yakpidu eilal binyan. Either everybody will want to do it at the same time and they'll get into fights, or nobody will want to do it and it won't get done. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that's why we have the Mishmaros for exactness. The Ramban, the Chinuch quotes the Ramban at the end of the mitzvah, who says this is true, the Mishmaros, but it's not a mitzvah. Right, it's not a mitzvah. You don't count it. They're the mishmaros. This is part of the avodah. How they're supposed to act. Halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai, says the Ramban. Sheyichalku b'neihem ha'avodah l'mishmaros. U'Moshe Rabbeinu hu shehizkel t'chila l'chalkam. And he made 8 mishmaros, and then it was expanded to more, and ultimately 24. But it's not a separate mitzvah saseh. Either way, whether it's a mitzvah or not, we have the mishmaros. And Yehoyada takes advantage of the double mishmaros on the Shabbos. He gets them all together. And he says, you have to protect this child. So after he does that, they're all ready, and they surround the Beis HaMikdash, and Pasuk Yud Beis Vayotzi as Ben HaMelech. What did he do? They take out the king's son, they take out Yehoash, Vayitein Alav es HaNezer ve'es HaEdus. They put on him the Nezer, which is the crown, and the Edus, what's the Edus? Says the Mitzudas David, Hiya Torah, Nikres Edus. That's talking about the Torah. The Torah is called Edus. And that could be the extra Torah that a king is supposed to have. Again, we think of a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old. It must have been a different type of 6 or 7-year-old than we know of today. The Taluas of Israel, and they put it on his arm. Kamosha Rabbeinu, the Sefer Torah, Hayesera Shamelech. Right? It's the other, it's the extra special Sefer Torah that the king has to have. Rashi quotes the Gemara that says maybe this isn't two different things that they put on him, Nezer and Edus, but the Nezer, which is the Edus. What does that mean? Nezer is the crown that they put on, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Adoniyahu tried to put on the crown, and it didn't fit. There was a special Nez that whenever there was somebody from Achaz Beis David that was supposed to be the king, the crown fit him. And if not, it didn't fit him. So the Nezer fit. It must have been a big crown, but it fit the 6-year-old. That was the Nez. The Nezer was the Edus. Who I did Shekala Rashi quotes, Shekala Roy Lamalchus Homaso, Vishena Roy Lamalchus Eno Homaso. It's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Dalad. So says the Gemara, says the Pasuk, they put it on Yehoash, Vayamlichu Oso, Vayim Shacheyu. They were Mamlechim, they anointed him, as the Radak says here, even though he didn't really need anointing because he's a Melech ben Melech, but as the Gemara says, Bepnei Machlokes, whenever there's a question, who's going to be it? So because of the Machlokes of Atalyo, that's why they anointed him. Vayaku Kaf, Vayomru Yechi HaMelech. They clapped, hand to hand, and they said Yechi HaMelech. What do you mean, clapped hand to hand? So again, the Mishmat Zosav says, think about the historical context. Mechias kapayim u bitui l'simcha ha-misparetzes pitom. Shemivias adam l'mchos kapayim. It's an unbelievable simcha. Kulam ayusvurim shekol sava avra min ha-olam berishas ha-malka atalya. They thought David HaMelech is gone. V'yatabir osam as ben ha-melech. Lavush b'ketzer ha-melucha. Hit o'ra b'pitomit ha-simcha shel hemshechiyas ha-melucha. They realize, David HaMelech Yisrael chai v'kayam. He is the tikva of all, and he is the tikva of geula. As we say, what do we say in the Haftorah again? Samcheinu Hashem Elokeinu b'elyo anavi avdecha uve malchus beis David mishichecha b'mehera yavo b'yogel libeinu. Right, we rejoice, because he is the symbol of our hope. As we also talk about in Kiddush Levana. So what happens, Vatishma Atalia, after they anoint him and appoint him, Atalia hears about what's going on, Eskola Ratzina Am, Vatabar La Beis Hashem, she comes and joins, she sees what's happening, and she tears her clothing, Vatikra, Kesher Kesher, she says, a rebellion! And they say, well, you see what's about to happen. They grab her, the Yehoyada says, don't kill her in the Beis HaMikdash, so they take her out, and Pasuk Tazayin, Vatumasham, she dies. Vayichros Yehoyada Esabris. What happens then? Yehoyada makes a new covenant. Bein HaMelech, Bein Hashem, Uvein HaMelech, Uvein HaAm. Everybody's in. Lios La'am LaShem. Uvein HaMelech, Uvein HaAm. So we're committed to Hashem, and we're committed to Yoash. Then they go and they destroy. There must have been more Baal that came up ever since, even though Yehu already destroyed. Vayitzuhu, they destroy the Mizbechos and the Tzlam of Shibru. Ves Matan Kohen HaBaal Matan, who is the Kohen of the Baal, they killed. Hargon Lefnei HaMizbechos, and they took care of everything related. And finally, the last pasuk, Vayismach Kol Am Haaretz, everybody was happy. V'chair Shakata, the city was quiet and tranquil. Ves Ataliyo, hey Misu, Bachera, Beis HaMelech. And they killed Ataliyo. Didn't they already kill Ataliyo? A couple of psukim ago. Why Dafka did it say here? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, really, they took her out to be killed before. They didn't kill her yet. Because after all, what were they killing her for? Lachar, they were killing her midin, mor b'malchus. So you have to have the king first. So that's why, first they were mom with the king, and after they mom with the king, so that's when they could kill her, midin morid b'malchus. Or the fact that a king is not morid b'malchus, but a king is allowed to kill al pi umdina, right? Even without edim, even without hasra. So here too, he had to become a king first before he was able to do that. Also, the Rishonim discuss the Mefarshim. Actually, the Mishnah Zav has quotes Achronim, and that is this happened on Shabbos. So did they kill her on Shabbos? You let to kill somebody on Shabbos? Rabbi, no, that's a mitzvah, the last mitzvah in Sefer Shmos, in Pasuk and Vayakel. The chinuch is Kuf Yud Dalid. Bez is allowed to put somebody to death on Shabbos. So, the Achronim, again, have different suggestions. Maybe it's only at Midin. If it's a din, you're allowed to kill on Shabbos. But if it's a din melech, which is not a din, or it's a din, maybe it's a din rodef, they wouldn't have killed her. She would have killed them beforehand. Either way, it would have been allowed in this context. Okay, so little by little, we're making our way back to getting a Malchus Beis David back. Now we have Yoash, as we'll see. Yoash is a positive. He's going to do good in the eyes of Hashem, mostly, as we will see, but we will continue with that, Beis Hashem, next time. Okay, we'll stop here as we continue through Sefer Malachim Beis.